8:42 on the morning news. It's been 2 years since the last federal budget, and officials say no decision has been made on a budget date other than it won't be in March or even early April. With thoughts on what this means for Canadians, we're joined by Kim Moody, tax specialist and CEO of Moody's Tax. Good morning to you, Kim.
Good morning.
Well, I don't think a lot of people are pointing fingers and blaming the federal government for putting it off, but at some point we need a budget. So is there some kind of a kill date, do you think, Kim, that Canadians will be demanding that we get something in paper?
Well, let me just respond to the first part of your sentence. I actually do think there are a lot of Canadians that are pointing fingers, and count me in that camp.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, there, in my view, there is absolutely no excuse to not have a federal budget. 2 years in, we had the federal budget released in the UK last week. We had numerous budgets around the world presented by various countries. Why is Canada different? We're all dealing with the same challenges. So that's where I do think that we need to finger point here and really start questioning why we don't have a federal budget. In terms of implications for Canadians, I don't think we'll see immediate implications, but long term, this is a bit of a disaster. I mean, we have growing deficits, we have uncontrolled spending, we have a government that certainly wants an election, and so what does that mean for Canadians? Unfortunately, growing debts with no plan to repay and no plan, period. Which, if you were to run your household finances that way, you'd quickly be in dire straits, and so. And I know any economists that are listening say, oh, there goes Mr. Moody again saying that you can compare it to household finances. But, you know, it's an easy comparison, and I think it is comparable.
Kim, with the new vaccine approvals, better vaccination timeline forecasts, will they impact the economic growth? And maybe when we do get a budget, it'll be positive? Or
yeah,
some positive to it?
I sure hope so, right? I mean, I think the average Canadian is tired of it. We're exhausted, right? Regardless of what your political views are and what your health views are, it's an exhausting time. And am I looking forward, I think, for some good news? I think so, especially with the vaccine rollouts getting some momentum. So what exactly that good news might look like, I hope what it looks like means reducing deficits and controlled spending and ultimately some good tax policy to complement all that.
I know you're a money guy, Kim, but let's talk about this in the sense that there was also talk at the beginning of the year that we could see a spring election, if you will, but Liberals with no budget, I don't think that's a possibility. Don't you think there'd be too many holes in platforms and, an election moving ahead for the Liberals?
You know, that's a really interesting comment, Andrew. I posted something on my LinkedIn account yesterday, my personal LinkedIn account, saying that, you know, that there's the possibility that some radical stuff would be proposed in a budget, you know, huge increase in spending and tax increases, et cetera, and then go to the polls. But then some very astute people commented saying, no, I don't think the government wants to do that. They want to go to, you know, an election without a budget, which would be horrible in my view. I hope that doesn't happen because I think we need accountability and transparency in terms of our country's finances.
But what does that really change, Kim? You know, moving towards an election, we know it's going to be huge with all the money that's been paid out over this really difficult and unprecedented economic time. So what does it really matter to the average Canadian if we have a budget before going to the polls or not?
You know, unfortunately, I think the answer to that is no. The average Canadian doesn't. Yeah, appreciate the magnitude of what we're dealing with, but I think the average Canadian should and should take notice of how huge of a problem this is, and what is the great plan, or what is the logical plan, or what's the detailed plan to try and get us out of this real big challenge? Because you can't keep punting the ball down the field forever. It's 2 years without a budget. That's unheard of. Around the world, that's unheard of. And so I this, to me, is a very, very dangerous precedent.
Well, you know, when you put it in those perspectives that we're all on the same playing field across the globe, that does, you know, give us some insight for sure. Thanks for your time this morning, Kim.
Yeah, my pleasure. All the best.
That is Kim Moody, CEO and Director of Moody's Tax.